May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Throughout the pages of Holy Scripture, it is assumed or taken for granted that God is to be praised. And so Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. And this is not just a New Testament phenomenon. All the way back in the Old Testament, we see the same thing, where the people of God are called upon to praise God simply because he is. It is in the same way that the book of Genesis opens, that in the beginning, God. It assumes some things about who we are and about who God is and about how things ought to work. And Psalm 100, which we read this morning, is one of those hymn psalms that is no different. Verse 1 says, be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. Again, we see that God is, by definition, deserving of human praise just because he is who he is. We see that the praise of God is based firmly in his character. But one thing the psalmist knows well is that us frail and broken human beings often need more than words on paper or well-spoken phrases when it comes to talking about God, no matter how true those words may be. And so we see in this psalm that we move from the call to praise God on to the reasons for praise. And in any of these hymn psalms, we will find that the reasons for praise form the most significant part of the psalm. For as Tremper Longman says, God is not praised for abstract qualities, but rather for the way in which he has entered into the individual and corporate lives of his people. Now, this is important because when we are going through difficult things, we might understandably ask what there is to give thanks for. A hurricane carried away home and business. A pandemic stole our health. Drugs and alcohol destroyed our children's lives. Our marriages fell apart. Our best friend died and left us lonely and alone. The light off, the water off, and we don't know where the next meal is coming from. This is life. And the truth is that if the praise and worship of God were dependent on us always being happy, on things always going our way, on every day being bright and sunny, it would have stopped a long time ago. But the Psalms paint a different picture for us. It reminds us and teaches us that the worship and praise of God is not dependent on us. It is founded on the very nature of God. A nature that doesn't simply love, but that is love itself. The very fact that we are here today is a sign of God's love. For does not the scripture tell us that he knew us even before he knit us together in our mother's womb? Just as the shepherd searched for that one missing sheep, so there is joy in heaven when even one of us lost souls find our way home. And so the psalmist calls us to praise God, not just because of who he is, but because of what God has done and the way God has showed up in the world. and in our lives. And so we hear, know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. This call to know the Lord is God is at the heart of this psalm. For knowing that the Lord is God is not just an intellectual or mental exercise. It is experiential and practical. That is, we don't just think about it in an academic or distant way. We see it manifested and made real in our lives, in our families, in our communities, in the church. This is why the children of Israel always kept before them the reminder of God's calling Abraham from nowhere and from nothing to be the father of a great nation. This is why they continually tell the story of their delivery from Egypt. Why today we remind ourselves how God has provided the fruit of the earth and the sea for our sustenance. Why we continue to lift up the name of Jesus who feeds us for eternal life. Because we have heard, we have seen, we have felt God himself. To know then that the Lord is God in the way the psalmist calls for is to confess with the lips and believe in the heart that he is. To know the Lord is God is to understand fully that it is only God's grace and mercy that have brought us through. It is to be able to say, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? To know that the Lord is God is to be able to give a testimony about what God has done. As I was preparing this sermon last night, I realized that I was truly feeling like myself again for the first time in a long time. And so if you all don't have a testimony to give, let me tell you about how God brought me out of a very dark and lonely place. It did not happen overnight. And it sure wasn't easy. But I'm standing here by the grace of God. And so I believe we only need do what the hymn writer tells us, which is to count our blessings and name them one by one, and it will surprise us what the Lord has done. Is it any wonder then that the psalmist comes back with another call to praise. And he says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and go into his court with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. Because once we begin to see God for who he is, once we begin to record all the ways in which he has shown himself to be God with us, Emmanuel. Once we understand that trusting him in times of trial leads to praise when deliverance comes, how can we not shout hallelujah and praise the Lord? Week after week, we come together in this place to praise and worship God because we know who he is. Yes. We continue to gather together because the word of God declares that where two or three are gathered together, he is there in the midst. Yes. And surely we know that he is here because we are more than two or three. Yes. though dark clouds may sometimes cover the skies, and though the storms of life may sometimes beat us down, the praise of the Lord can continually be on our lips and in our hearts because we are standing on the promises of God. It is this promise of God which the psalmist articulates in this psalm when he says, "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his faithfulness endures from age to age." God's goodness, love, and faithfulness throughout our life, from our first day to our very last, present each of us with an opportunity and with good cause to sing his praise and to worship him. Today and every day, regardless of our immediate situation and circumstance, we can say that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And what we will find is that the more we adopt this attitude, this posture of praise through every period of life, is that in our praise and through our worship, God will indeed make us glad. Amen.